Microscopic creatures vastly important to marine life are gobbling up harmful plastic fibers, posing a serious risk to ocean health on the West Coast. A type of zooplankton important for fish on BC's southern coast are lining their guts with synthetic microfibers shed and flushed out to sea when we wash our clothes, said scientist Oladimeji Aoawalaye. Tiny shrimp-like creatures called Siphacaris challengeri, a key food for herring, juvenile salmon and rockfish, are eating the microplastic fibers less than 5 mm in length instead of natural food like plankton, a recent lab study led by Awalaye found. It spells trouble for the zooplankton, said Awalaye, a researcher with the University of British Columbia and the OceanWise Plastics Lab. During the experiment, zooplankton were exposed to different concentrations of microfibers over various time periods to determine if they would consume the plastic filaments, and measure any resulting outcomes. They were also provided with natural food to eat. It's clear the marine creatures can't distinguish between the microfibers and their natural prey, Awalaye said. Even after being allowed to purify in clean water, zooplankton still retain some microplastics in their system, she added. As a result, the marine creatures are likely deceived into thinking they've eaten enough food. However, they're eating junk because the microfibers have no nutrition, she said. They can become malnourished and then transfer less nutrients to their predators. Not only do the zooplankton likely suffer from empty calories, the junk food effect continues as microplastics accumulate up the food chain, she added. Fish that consume microfibers in zooplankton can pass them on to bigger fish, seals, seabirds, and humans. Large filter feeders, like blue whales, may be ingesting a billion microplastics, as much as 4 tons, over 3 to 4 months. The creatures don't only export the microfibers to other animals, but to other areas of the ocean as well, Awalaye said. The tiny marine creatures undertake a daily migration. They travel to the ocean surface each night to feed before traveling back to darker depths during the day to evade predators. In doing so, zooplankton consume the plastics concentrated at the surface and then transport them into deeper water, where they poop some out. Typically, zooplankton's natural, fecal pellets, also dubbed marine snow, journey to the ocean floor, where they provide valuable food for other marine life or fertilize ocean sediments. But the microfibers make zooplankton poop heavier packets, causing them to fall more quickly. This accelerates the amount of microplastics collecting in the deep sea and likely consumed by bottom-dwelling sea life like crabs, sea stars, worms or sea cucumbers, Awalaye said. Higher concentrations of microfibers in the water affected zooplankton more than the amount of time they were exposed to the pollutants. This poses a concern given that microplastics, found everywhere from the deep sea to the Arctic, are only expected to increase over time, said Awalaye, adding it's important to try to stop plastic pollutants at the source. One possible solution is designing washing machines that do a better job of trapping microfibers so they can't escape into wastewater and the ocean, she said. But people can make a big impact by simply making changes to how they do laundry, she said. An OceanWise study proved that if we wash our clothes on the gentle and cold settings, we can actually reduce 70% of microfiber shedding. Rochelle Baker is a local journalism initiative reporter with Canada's National Observer. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.